This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way.
I got down on my knees.
Well, I got down on my knees. And I began to pray.
The weakest place to be in the world is on your knees to a tyrant. The strongest place in the universe is on your knees before the God of creation. And I am on my knees in front of the Creator, and I commit myself into God's hands. All right, final calls. It's the big breaking news next segment. Terry Selb from American Tax Relief, JonesTaxRelief.com, 800-869-0723. Quick takeaways. I got to get you back up on the show soon with 40 years of horror stories and success stories. I mean, it's all over the news that in this bankruptcy, the other side wants my cat. You said, yeah, this other IRS agent with no warrant, no judge's order, just grabbed the lady's TV and, you know, in New York City. I mean, they're just out of control. But when they know you got representation, they vanish like vampires at high noon, don't they?
You know, Alex, you're talking about being high knees praying to the Lord. I agree with that. But I also thought that the Lord helps those who help themselves. And so, in other words, you got to protect yourself from what's going on out there. Don't expect, you know, someone coming down from heaven to help you out here. It takes lawyers. It takes real expertise to solve these problems. I had a little client a couple of years ago. He was paralyzed. He was a quadriplegic from an accident. He was paid for 9 years on disability. He got, I think it was $4,000 or $5,000 a month. He was taxed, wrongfully taxed, every year for 9 years. You know, the IRS claimed the guy owed literally $98,000 to $150,000. They took all the money from him, every dime, every penny he had. He was a quadriplegic. We went in there, filed the returns correctly, got a 100% refund on all monies taken, and normal rule is you can't get refunds past 3 years. We went back 9 years, and you're able to legally do that. You see, that's a good example of where the law, the average taxpayer, oh, after 3 years I can't get refunds. But the law also says that if, in instances where you qualify, you can go back indefinitely. We've had cases, we've gone back 11, 12 years and gotten refunds from clients that overpaid from the past. We get a lot of calls from clients that have filed in the past. They think something's wrong. They bring it to us, and we find out it is wrong. And we go back and file amended returns and get gigantic refunds. That's not uncommon. So the theme is, if you think you're paying too much, you're probably right. Give us a call. We can figure it out. It's tax season is right here, right now, this minute. And that's why we're trying to let your folks know that, look, there's ways to protect you.
And bottom line, the sheriff of Nottingham's coming. You need to protect yourself.
You better believe it. And the sheriff's coming, and he's coming, you know, to get more than just a few people. We have an audit protection plan out there that we offer that helps people and protects them from being audited. We know how to spot flagged accounts before they're audited and step in there and prevent them from even happening. That's a very common practice for a lot of our clients because they want that protection. And there are ways we know how to do it, going through IRS, final power of attorney, to actually see what accounts are flagged and not flagged and step in there and stop audits before they happen. That's a very important part of what we do here is proactive, preventative stuff. So there's three groups out there that have to think about taxes. Those that are going forward in the future, the ones that got to file on April 18th, and the ones that owe money from the past. We can help all three. We do help all three. And we have helped thousands and thousands of clients over the years save God knows how many millions of dollars. And we do it because we use the tax code the way it's supposed to be used for our clients. We don't work for the IRS. We work for you, the taxpayer. And that's the one who needs to win this
war. All right. Well, Terry, very impressive. Great job. Appreciate all your help with InfoWars. JonesTaxRelief.com, 800-869-0723, 800-869-0723. We'll be talking to you guys, you and Tyler Bennett. Great job, Tyler. Really appreciate your work, guys.
Thanks, Alex. Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
All right. There they go. Those are my advisors. That's how I use. And they stood up the test of time with audits the whole nine yards, and we wouldn't be here without them. All right. Just wanted to help everybody, and as a sponsor, a 360 win. It's so important. You can decide to run off, live in the woods. More power to you. I'm not advising you to do that, but I get it. It's a fraud, but there's another way to do it and not be screwed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with a few final phone calls and this huge news on COVID. It's so big, my head's spinning. It's just so massive how they're trying to now walk back the fact they said there was no gain of function. And they're like, we were ordered to do it. We were ordered. Yeah, you were ordered. And we're going to bring you criminals to justice. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com. The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. All right, I'm going to hit a few final phone calls, but I'll guarantee you this. On the War Room today in an hour, and on my show tomorrow, I was already planning to cover this today, but I got behind other news. There's a bunch of other breaking news that ties into this. The Twitter files coming out on Fauci and more. Musk is finally delivering. Former CDC director Redfield to Congress, COVID-19 creating a lab, U.S. government fund, gain of function research. And then he says, the researchers didn't like doing it at the Wuhan lab or at U.S. labs, but the military took it over and ordered us to do it. So they're like, okay, we committed crimes. We did it. We lied to Congress. Redfield did it a year and a half ago. He went, I think we were doing it when Fauci lied. He's smart. He's like, I know. What's going on? Now he spills his guts. And I can't play the whole two-hour testimony. It's on InfoWars.com. But we're going to play some excerpts here. I mean, listen to this. In September 2019, three things happened in the lab. One is they detailed, deleted the sequences, highly irregular. Researchers don't like to do that, Redfield said. The second thing is they changed the command and control from civilian to military, highly unusual. So he's just spilling his guts in Congress saying, oh, yeah, Pentagon ran this. Can't go after me for this. Wow, Fauci is got his ass in a sling up the river. Woo! Play the clip. Here it is.
Dr. Redfield, did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
I was concerned because of the presence of the furin cleavage site that we've talked about. And I think it's important to understand what that cleavage site does. That cleavage site totally changes the orientation of the binding domain of COVID. So it now, which could not see the ACE2 receptor, which is the human receptor, it totally changes the orientation now, so it has high affinity for a human receptor. So that furin cleavage site bothered me. It didn't seem that it belonged there. And then when you look at the sequences that it used, and it's beyond the committee, but I know many of you have looked into it, the sequences that they used in those 12 nucleotides for arginine were the arginine sequences, nucleotide triplet, that coded for the human arginine. So why did this virus have the arginine sequences for human there, not bat? It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
Was this what you're observing and speaking of, is this something that would be in line with gain-of-function research and the capabilities it would provide to
right.
the virus?
Yeah. I mean, basically, this lab published in 2014 that they accomplished in this allowing the coronaviruses that they were working with in the lab to bind to the ACE2 receptor in humanized mice. And the only way they did that was by reorienting the binding domain.
And it was clear to them at this time that that was likely the issue in their private conversations. Yet by February 4th, a paper on the origins of COVID is drafted by four participants of the February 1 conference call. One of those participants, Dr. Anderson, completely reverses himself in an email to the president of EcoHealth, Peter Daszak, and says the main crackpot theories going around at the moment relate to this virus being somehow engineered, and that is demonstrably false. My question to you, Mr. Redfield, did you know of any evidence that they had found within 3 days from February 1st to February 4th to be able to confirm that it was not created in a lab?
As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, I was excluded from those conversations, which I found retroactively very disappointed, since I was obviously a virologist and very engaged. And I actually had asked Jeremy Farrar, Tony Fauci, and Tedros to have these conversations. And then to be excluded, I found unusual. I do think it illustrates one point that's worth really focusing on. When you have a group of people that decide there can only be one point of view, that's problematic. And I'll keep going saying it's antithetical to science. And unfortunately, that's what they did.
I can tell you, Dr. Redfield, that is the case. It's very problematic because how people suffered in this country from those, what I would call, tyrannical decisions using their positions of power, and shutting down the country in the way they did. I think people definitely do feel that way. Thank you. I yield back.
The full articles on InfoWars.com, the full testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the start of gain-of-function criminal New World Order to bring down Fauci, Bill Gates, and the deep state. And you're going to see more rats leaving the sinking ship as they know it's coming out. I mean, I'm getting chills up and down my spine. Woo! Wow! Are you, as a supporter, not vindicated? Are you the people that spoke out against us for 3 years not vindicated? Did you not bet on the right horse supporting us? We got more work to do. We're going to get these people that are endangering our families and have killed millions. We must, for the dead and for our children in the future, we must commit to it before God. Let's jam in some calls. Thanks for holding. Robert in Thailand. We got to move quick. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thank you very much. I love you guys. I love the crew. I have three quick points, so I'll just run through as fast as I can. First point, I disagree about Obama's third term. I think it's Bush's fifth term.
Oh, I agree with that, too. Obama is perfectly said. Obama was Bush's third and fourth term. This is the deep state's fifth term.
Absolutely. And I think that the disclosure around January 6th could create a cascade and ultimately lead to 9/11 truth, something that we've all been waiting for a long time, and other false flags. So I'm looking for that domino effect. And then my second point is, I talked with Rick Simpson, and he's happy to come on your show. And I have his contact details. If you want to pass me over to your crew, I can get you guys that.
And remind me, I know I wanted him on. Who's Rick Simpson?
Rick Simpson is he's like the equivalent. I think that you two are probably the top guys in all of the truth movements and all.
I remember his name, but it's not. I'm having an Alzheimer's moment. Well, who is he?
He fought with the Canadian government because he discovered that cannabis cures.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, I remember who he is. Yeah, okay, go ahead, give us the info again. Thank you. Okay, let's talk to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just a quick question. I don't expect you to know the answer. Hopefully we can crowdsource an answer. So, Mr. Sicknick, I was just doing quick reading. My understanding is he died of two strokes, and he was 42 years old. So
he was a big Trump supporter, and we were heard critical of what happened that day. Very suspicious he died.
All right, so here's the question. Does anybody know whether or not he got the clot shot? Because it came out just a month or two before this.
I'm sure he did as a Capitol officer.
He may be one of the first died suddenly. I think it's a question worth asking.
I didn't think of that. I thought, did they murder him? Wow, that's a good question.
That's all I had for today.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's why we love callers. See, that's why the show is smart. I got great guests. I'm a pretty good talk show host. The callers are amazing. That's why the show's scary to the enemy, because we're crowdsourcing, like the caller said, human intelligence. It chills right now. Woo! This Redfield thing is, oh man, I smell victory. Man, they'll probably start World War III, though. Matt in Wisconsin, they already did, I guess. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Crystal Vision, I called about 10 years ago and spoke to you, and you talked about how, like, there's a Ragnarok going on, that it's not just one group, the Chinese, Israel, or whatever, but a bunch of groups fighting together. You know, like the African saying, when elephants fight, grass gets trampled. And I was doing some research in Ukraine about the Wagner Group, which is the PMC private military group for Russia. And I didn't know the founder was a Jewish individual. He had a Jewish father and stepfather, which I think is interesting. You know, and I was speaking with relatives about the Kanye stuff over there, and it kind of reminded me of Smedley Butler's War is a Racket. And then also with Nikola Tesla, you brought him up.
I meant to get to the whole Tesla thing, and I forgot to do it. I promise I will. Look, I apologize. Give me your name and number, Matt. You want me to call you back tomorrow? We're doing phones again tomorrow. We will call Mike, Robert, Aaron, and Matt back tomorrow. Remind me, by the way, caller, crew. We'll call them first tomorrow. I'm out of time. Kate Daly's always does a great job. She's loaded for bear. She takes over the next 45 minutes. And then Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com, Band.video. Those are the coordinates of freedom. The new URL to go to Band.video to get around the censors, MadMaxWorld.tv. MadMaxWorld.tv. Kate Daly takes over. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
KateDaly.com, the Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you because I have this amazing guest for you. What a great show so far. Hopefully we can just add to that today. I'm talking about a huge cover-up today, one of the biggest that you might not even be aware of. I know you probably are aware of a lot, but I don't think you're aware of this one, as much as we should be anyway. Why do I talk about health so much on the show? Because the government has figured out that we're stupid enough to fall for more contrived illnesses, and they will steal more freedom under the banner of pandemic. We can all be rest assured they're coming back for more, as Bill Gates keeps promising us. We suffered way more from tyranny than we ever did fluvid or the sniffles. So we need all hands on deck. We need you, and we need you healthy. And I really mean that. And that's why supplements are so important. That's why our health is so important. Right now, we need you, and we need you healthy because we need all the energy that you've got. My guest is Morley Robbins, the great Morley Robbins. He is the creator and founder of the Root Cause Protocol. He received his BA in biology from Denison University in Ohio and holds an MBA from George Washington University in healthcare administration. He wrote the book on copper. It's called Cure. Cure, and then the byline is Your Fatigue, Q-U-R-E, Cure. And one of the reasons that we are so very unhealthy today, as we're walking around all consuming pharma every single time and chance that we can, Morley exposes one mineral, the most important mineral that has been systematically eliminated from your diet and food supply going back 80 years. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Morley Robbins. How are you?
Delighted to be here, Kate. Thank you for the introduction, and I'm sure we're going to have a very stimulating dialogue.
Oh, I can bet on it. In fact, this will blow people's minds. You know what? Let's go right to some information I think people will be so interested in. Back in the 1920s, they did a study on mice. Would you talk about that for just a moment?
Sure. So if I suddenly went rogue, I would want to convince people that they were anemic, that they didn't have enough iron in the body, and that they were copper toxic. And that's the prevailing myth on planet Earth. But the studies that you're talking about were from the same year, two different studies, two different teams, in 1928. They fed rodents a diet that had no copper in it. And they wanted to see what was going to happen. And what they were surprised to discover is that when there's low copper or no copper in the diet, iron starts to fill up in the liver. And this has been known since 1928. Hart et al., 1928. McHarg et al., 1928. Two separate teams. When two different teams can prove the same thing, that's when it becomes science. So we've known this for almost 100 years now. And we live in a very different world than we think we do, because no one knows about minerals. No one knows that these lowly little elements on the planet are actually the catalysts that run our body. And farmers know this. I'm not sure they know as much as they should know. But minerals and their balance, which is so important in our body, is what really drives vitality. And when you start to pull copper out of the soil and out of the food, and then it starts to be pulled out of the human, well, then you got a serious problem. So we know how critical we know how critical gold is to the economy. When you take gold out of the economy, it will collapse. That seems to be the train that we're riding on right now. When you take silver out of your computer, it doesn't work. And when you take copper out of the human being, it starts to fall apart. And that's exactly where we find ourselves as a society today.
Your book absolutely blew my mind. I have to say it blew my mind because the history that you discuss in the book and how they used fertilizers, chemical fertilizers as the Trojan horse. And I've talked about this on the show, how they use that as the Trojan horse to basically poison us. But there was even more to it that I discovered from you. And this is why I wanted to share this with people. Copper is the master mineral, right? It is the orchestra. It's the orchestra guy. It's the guy that tells all the other minerals what to do. And without it, well, let's just say that they knew that if they could rob us of copper early on, generations ago, that we would be a hot mess today. And we are. We have, our health is in the gutter. And so talk about the fertilizers, what they did with glyphosate.
Well, they first started with NPK. After the First World War, there were a lot of munitions left over. They had to do something with the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium. Well, people didn't know what that was going to do to mineral uptake. Well, NPK blocks copper uptake in the root system of plants. That was a pretty serious affront to farming. And now today, we live in an environment where much of the world is exposed to glyphosate or Roundup. Some people may know it as Roundup. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere on the planet now. And what people probably don't know is that this supposed chemical has mineral chelating properties. And they're measured on a logarithmic scale. So we know about pH on a logarithmic scale. We know about earthquakes on a logarithmic scale. Well, glyphosate, same scale. And it chelates magnesium at a 2. It chelates zinc at a 6. But it chelates copper at an 11. Now, why is that important? That means that it's taking copper out of the soil a billion times faster than it's taking magnesium. And it's taking copper 100,000 times faster than it's taking zinc. So copper's in the crosshairs. And this process, as you are mentioning it, goes back about 100 years. So they've been boiling the frog. They've been boiling the human frog 1 degree at a time. And we just didn't know it was happening. And so playing in the background, a lot of people may be surprised to hear this, but I've renamed COVID. The COV stands for copper's vanished, and ID stands for iron's dysregulated. So go back to those mice in 1928, take copper out, what happens? Iron goes wild. And that's what all of the symptoms of COVID are based on: iron dysregulation, hyperferritinemia, high uric acid, and myocarditis. We can go on for an hour describing the symptoms, and they all relate back to these two minerals.
And copper, what happens is people are told about iron consistently. You're low in iron, you're low in iron, but it hides in the tissues. It's not in the blood as much as we test for it. We never test for copper, but copper has to be in balance with iron.
Absolutely, it has to be in balance. And so the most important thing for the listeners to remember in this conversation, low iron in the blood does not mean low iron in the tissue. In fact, it's just the opposite. Low iron in the blood usually is masking high iron stuck in the tissue, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk further about that in another segment.
It's causing a lot of disease happen, pathogens happen. The reason ivermectin worked is because it would go in and it would take the iron that was making the pathogen grow, right? Take that out and help it so that it could deliver copper and zinc into that cell. That's why ivermectin was so effective, correct? We'll come back. We'll talk about that with Morley Robbins. The book is Cure. I take his FIQ copper every day. We need copper. You're without copper. And as he says, we are copper deserts. We are copper deserts. And I like his FIQ copper. Let me tell you, you need this. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show with Morley Robbins.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there. and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show, and my guest is Morley Robbins. I bring him on because his message is so essential to you, your health. We need all hands on deck right now. We need you, and we need you healthy. And so this information, the exposing of one of the biggest cover-ups in our food supply for the last 80 years, this is so important, 100 years, actually. So here's a couple of things. Number one, Morley's book, Cure. Your fatigue. You have got to get this book. It is filled with history too, and so much more will make sense once you read this book. It blew my mind, and I researched 12 hours a day. So the copper is also called, the byline on it is the root cause and how to fix it on your own, which is so important. We need to take control of our health. So here's a couple of statements, Morley. Correct me if I'm wrong. I might be. Copper has been annihilated by glyphosate. When they took copper out of the diet with mice in the 1920s. The mice died of disease. Copper has to be balanced in your diet with other minerals. It's the master detoxifier. So dumping those shots that we just, people out there took, Thank goodness I didn't. Dumping those shots in our bodies, maybe they wouldn't have had a chance if we would have had enough copper in our bodies for the last 100 years to actually detoxify that. Our immune system would have had some help in detoxifying. And I'm talking about the entire VAX program, too. Copper isn't just needed. It's essential to your health. And that's why we're walking around so unhealthy. And doctors don't even mention it, nor do they test for it. How do you feel about all those statements?
No, I think those are accurate statements. I think the hard part, Kate, is getting people to realize that a mineral that they've never heard of, or a mineral that they usually are scared of because they've been told it's toxic. I mean, it's insane how backwards the message is. But the key is, it's hard to believe that this Achilles heel is what's doing us in. And again, we're talking about 100 milligrams of a mineral that fits on the head of a 1-inch stick pin. That's a really tiny amount of element. And I think everyone understands the difference between generals and foot soldiers. Well, copper is the general in our body. And this is based on the experience of the Chinese who've been working with healing practices for just a modest 5,000 years. But in their folklore and in their medical practices, they have identified copper as the general and iron as the foot soldier. And what happens when the copper's missing? Well, just try to picture the Battle of the Bulge without Patton. It's a very different outcome of that historical event. And so that's what's going on inside our body, is there aren't enough generals. And one of the most important aspects of copper, it falls into this category of like, really? It does all that? So there's only four things that copper does. Only four things. Creates energy. Well, that's important. The mitochondria don't work without copper. Second, clears exhaust. Now, we're used to driving cars, and they produce exhaust. Well, we produce exhaust in our bodies and in our mitochondria and our cells. Well, there are copper enzymes that are designed perfectly to clear that. It catalyzes enzymes. It's a big deal. And what is an enzyme? It's like a nanobot. It's a little thing that gets stuff done. And copper is one of the most important catalytic agents in the body. And then the fourth that I think is really tragic that people don't know about, especially our practitioners, is that copper combats enemies, whether they're bacteria, fungus, virus, or any parasites. And so the issue is people are not aware of that. And for those people who maybe have grown up on a farm or may actually be engaged in farming, you know how important copper is on the farm. But the tragedy is, it's been the number one defect, or it's the number one mineral deficiency, I should say, number one mineral deficiency for 80 years. And if it's deficient on the farm, we know it's deficient in the food supply. And so a very important Australian farmer, her name is Pat Colby. She's written a whole series of books on farming, natural goat care, and cattle care, and horse care, and sheep care. But she makes a very important point in all four of these books. She says that any animal that is copper deficient has parasites. Ooh, any animal that has parasites is copper deficient. Well, if we've learned anything from the 2020 through 2023 period, is that what is a virus? Oh, it's the excrement from parasites. And that's a really important thing to know. And so that means that playing in the background worldwide was copper deficiency, because the transmission of the parasite was so fast. And so if you don't understand the dynamics and the power of minerals, well, then it would be very easy to fall into the condition of fear that we all fell into. And what does fear do? Well, again, if I spell cure differently, I'm going to spell fear differently. And I spell fear F-E-A-R. And it's important for people to realize is that when you're in a state of fear, you're attracting iron to your body. And that iron is activating rust in your body. We don't call it rust in the world of medicine. We call it oxidative stress. It's a very lofty term, but it's rust. It's oxygen interacting with iron, and it's creating chaos inside our body. Whether it's neuroinflammation, fatty liver disease, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, arthritis, I don't care what it is. And what, as a former hospital executive and consultant, what surprised me was that all of the conditions, I think there are like 25,000 in the Merck manual, all come in on oxidative stress. And if you don't have bioavailable copper to regulate the iron and the oxygen to prevent the oxidative stress, then nature is just going to take its course and it's going to begin to wear us down. And probably a really important thing for your listeners to understand is that if they're at all worried about aging, aging is just it's just shorthand for iron accumulation. And there's some famous papers that have been written about the 9 hallmarks of aging now superseded by the 12 hallmarks of aging. Guess what? All 12 come back to this copper-iron conflict and the creation of oxidative stress. Well, I think that's important for the public to know. I think it's more important for the practitioners to know that. But this is a battle for mindshare. And I think what's really going to change the clinical practice is when the public stands up and demands a different level of information from the questions they're going to start to ask. Because I think it's time for people to say that if they're told, well, you're anemic, say, well, let's measure my copper status. Let's exhaust everything we can in my diet to increase my copper. And then we can begin to have that iron discussion. And it's really tragic that that doesn't happen more often. But again, we live in a world of being brainwashed. We're all very aware of that. And now it's time, I think, and I appreciate your passionate interest in this. I think it's time for people to awaken to this new truth.
100%. In fact, you call, the MD, label, the MD degree, mineral deficiency, which I absolutely love because doctors, if a doctor gives you a blank stare and says, you don't need to worry about copper, you could be toxic in copper. That's not true. We're copper deserts, as you say. And the other thing is understanding how they've been trained since the Johns Hopkins Medical School took over per the Rockefellers. Once that was established, minerals were out the window, and we never heard about them again. In fact, on a men's panel or a women's panel blood test, they don't even include copper. You actually have to pay more to try to get tested for it. And that's insane to me because it's the master mineral. And I hope people realize that this is the master mineral. This is the mineral that is telling the other minerals what to do. And if you don't have enough of that, well, we're wrought with disease. We're walking around unhealthy. And I think the medical cabal has become pharma pill poppers. They're basically there to give you pharma. And if you don't want pharma, too bad. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Morley Robbins on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, last segment of the hour. My guest is Morley Robbins. He wrote the book on copper. This book is so important because it's something we're missing that we don't even realize because we're not trained in it. The doctors don't do any training in it. And I screwed up one of the words. Mineral denialist is what Morley talks about when he says MD. And that is the truth. They don't understand health. They're there to write you a script for pharma. I mean, my gosh, pharma's awfully lucky to have all these doctors running around writing pharma scripts for them. It's just, it's sickening, isn't it? The FIQ rate, copper, is just so amazing. And I've been taking it. Let me tell you, I hope people start realizing this cover-up. I'm so glad you've exposed this. I'm so glad you wrote this book, Morley.
I'm happy to bring this message forward and delighted to have this kind of conversation and just your curiosity. Again, we got to spell it right, but it's very infectious. And I think it's important for people to hear this. The thing is, it's time. Our back is against the wall. I'm absolutely convinced that the window is closing and we need to take the steps to educate and make people more aware of this. And so you mentioned Hopkins. So I wanted people to know that I grew up in Baltimore. And as I noted to you, my nickname is Baltimorely. That's what my oldest son calls me. And so Hopkins is a really important epicenter for medicine, as I think you know and probably your listeners know. But it's even more important because it was a very important MD, PhD, who was very clinically active at Hopkins in the 30s. And his name was Max Weintraub. And Dr. Weintraub, originally, he was born and raised in Canada. He got his MD degree in Canada, and then he came to the States, got his PhD in physiology at Tulane University, and then he ends up at Hopkins. And Dr. Weintraub was not just a doctor. He wrote the first textbook in hematology. And it's a big deal. It was in 1942 when it was published. And he defined that field. And hematology is the one that studies blood, studies minerals in the blood. And Dr. Weintraub's expertise was copper. But what's really interesting is, for some reason, maybe because he was a truther, I'm not sure, Dr. Weintraub got kicked out of Hopkins. And he ends up being the dean of medicine at the University of Utah Medical School. And it was a very fortuitous development because he recruited some of the best and brightest clinicians of that era. And they engaged in 32 formal experiments in animals, including humans, experimenting with what happens if we do this to the copper, what happens if we do that to the iron. And it's mind-blowing research that has been lost to the ages. People don't know about this legacy of research or the legacy that preceded it at University of Wisconsin. But it's very, very important for people to know that this is not my passion around this is based on having read 7,500 articles in the last 14 years. I get up very early in the morning, read for 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can cover a lot of ground between 5 and 8 in the morning. And I'm really proud of that. And my understanding is based on the legacy of research that has preceded us, that there have been some amazing individuals who have devoted themselves to understanding this. And that's really what's chronicled in the book. And that's really what inspired the supplement. What really inspired it was my frustration with the fact that no one was talking about mineral metabolism from 2020 to 2022. And I said, that's got to stop. We've got to change that. And that's what led to the creation of that particular supplement. And it's just, it's a very humble solution to a very big problem. And I think what's important for people to realize is that sometimes big, complicated problems can be solved quite simply. It's called Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest solution is best. And that's really what this discussion is about. That's what the book is about. That's what the whole desire is, to get more people to realize how simple the solution is.
Absolutely. In fact, I want you to talk just a little bit, too, about the brain. The brain is run by copper fat, and I interviewed Dr. Alfonso Manzo. He's fascinating, amazing. He talks about your copper book and copper, and he said, you know, the brain is run by fat and copper. And isn't it interesting that the two things they've tried to eliminate, right, in the 70s with the food pyramid, they went into, oh, get rid of that fat and raise the sugar level, and what happened? We all became obese. We didn't have the obesity problem before the 70s as much as we have it now. And then, of course, removing copper from the body. And when you do that, I mean, no wonder. So then it also controls fear, right? And so what are they so good at? Presenting fear to us. People are still running around in masks. It's the fear.
There's three, well, it's actually a half a dozen changes that were made. And it's very simple, and I apologize for the bang. They decided to replace our porch, and I had no notice of this at all. So I apologize for it. So you know what, Kate? We're constructing a new awareness about these subjects. So that's what that banging is all about. So the thing is, what you have to understand is, so they blocked copper uptake after the First World War with NPK. 20 years later, 1941, they started sprinkling iron filings into the wheat flour in UK, Canada, and the US. Then what did they do? Oh, well, let's, you know, the food doesn't taste right. Let's add some sugar. Let's really begin to add sugar. And then in September of 1955, September 24th, 1955, Eisenhower has a heart attack. And they seized upon that. He actually had 8 heart attacks, but the first one was in September of 55. And Ansel Keys, who's a famous physiologist, not a physician, but he's a famous physiologist, he said, well, we need to get fat out of the diet because it's causing heart disease. And it's like, no, it doesn't. But suddenly, the whole narrative got hijacked by Dr. Keys, and they took fat out of the diet because they had to get rid of cholesterol, right? Well, what they were really going after was retinol, vitamin A. And what people don't know is that vitamin A is what activates critical enzymes in our body to load copper into critical pathways to keep us in balance. So let's add iron. Let's take away copper. Let's add sugar. Let's take away fat. Let's add vitamin D. And, oh, let's not talk about retinol. Nobody's supposed to be using retinol. Oh, you know what? You can become not just copper toxic. You can become vitamin A toxic. And those 6 changes have shaped humanity now to be so vulnerable. And I think our ancestors must be rolling over in their graves saying, what happened? And the greatest tragedy, Kate, is prior to the First World War, there's something called nutritional immunity. Our ancestors knew to stay away from excess iron because it feeds the pathogens. And they'd known that for millennia of millennia. But after the First World War, everything changed. And suddenly, we couldn't get enough iron, and we've never been so sick since then.
So true. We're getting bombarded. There's iron shavings. When they say fortified iron, it's iron shavings in your cereal, says Dr. Monzo. And so we're getting this barrage of iron. They tell everyone to take iron. They even took me to take iron. My iron was low. So they told me to take more iron. And all it's doing is making us more sick. There's no counterbalancing with copper. And copper has to be able to tell iron what to do. We are so unhealthy as a people, and they counted on it. They wanted us to be unhealthy. And that's the sad part of all of this, is this conspiracy, a real conspiracy between folks to annihilate it out of our food supply. The glyphosate targets copper out of our food supply. We are deserts, and we need to understand that. I know we only have about a minute left, but please, the book Cure, C-U-R-E, you have got to get this book by Morley Robbins. It goes into all of this history. It's fantastic. I take FIQ copper. We need to bump this up. We need to get this going in our bodies. It can really help us a lot. And 30 seconds, Morley. Go for it.
What I was going to say,
what do you want people?
I think I want people to realize that when COVID hit, I thought it was the end of this movement, because this really is a movement. And then I realized over the last year, this has been the springboard because people are now saying, wait a minute, there's more to the story. And that's what this conversation is all about. And that's what the focus of this emphasis on bioavailable copper, why it's so important.
Bingo. It's one of the biggest cover-ups in our food supply. It's one of the biggest cover-ups in our health. And if a doctor looks at you with a blank stare, get rid of the doctor and find one that understands your body. Thank you, Morley Robbins. Really appreciate you. The book is Cure. FIQ copper is what I take. And let me tell you, it's worth it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.